Let's catch up with Woodrock Animal Rescue. Do you know who they are? Have you heard about them? No, there are a number of different... Well, firstly, there's a saying that a society is judged by how it treats its vulnerable. I don't know who said it. I remember hearing it, and it's something that I just remembered. And who are our vulnerable? Our children. We're not doing very well there. Our old people, we're doing even worse there. And our animals, thank God. Thank God. That's all I can say. Thank God for places like Woodrock Animal Rescue. It is a pro-life rescue. But to tell us more about it is Jackie Martiz. Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
So well, thank you. How are you?
Very excited to be chatting to you today. It's an honor to be chatting to you for a change.
Ditto. You're a fantastic organization. So when we say that, or we read that, Woodrock is pro-life. What does that mean?
So what it means is that we pro-quality of life. So we don't put animals to sleep to make space for other animals. So we are, we're non-profit, so we're PBO and MPO registered, and which means that we are self-funded, but we're non-profit, so we literally belong to the people. But in sense, we don't get any funding from the government. We are really funded by the people for the people, for the animals, for the voiceless. And in doing that, one of our big things that we're very passionate about is the fact that we will not put animals to sleep in order to make space for other animals. And that's what the pro-life means.
So how many animals do you have at the moment? Because you do cats and dogs, so, correct?
We do cats, we do dogs, we do horses, we do donkeys.
Okay,
we do
I'm there. Pigs, we I do need goats. A donkey.
Yes.
I need a donkey. I've been watching donkey videos. I need donkeys.
And, you know, we've got quite a few donkeys and we've just rescued a few. And the one boy that we've actually just rescued, he's got quite a personality. He's got like, he's very, you know, you'll walk past him and he'll literally call you to come on over, you know, and have a conversation with him. And he's just, they've got such personality. And unfortunately in South Africa, donkeys are so neglected and they, you know, they don't have a voice and they're used for working and they've taken a lot of abuse and, you know, a lot of people and a lot of organizations don't really stand up for the donkeys. So we're very proud to be so passionate about our donkeys. We love and adore them. And then you have got to come and meet Miss Madam Mussie. She does her own party trick. She thinks she's a human. She opens up gates and she's just amazing.
Okay, also a donkey.
Yeah, she's a donkey. Yes, she's also a donkey. But we have pigs, we have goats, we have cows. Our goats, we bottle fed from babies. So they arrived at us and we actually had to put on dog jerseys on them. So they were little. Our cows, I mean, our Hilda and Heidi, they arrived and they were calves. So they also wore like doggy jerseys. So, you know, you got to come through and meet our crew.
I definitely will. I used to actually have goats. I used to have Cameroon dwarf goats.
And oh, wow.
Yeah, they used to wear Springbok jerseys because, I mean,
so
which, yeah, but they were also bottle fed and very, very tame and lovely. All right. So, you know, domestic cattle aside, yes. Let's talk about cats and dogs. So, I mean,
yes.
if you are a no-kill rescue center, then that means that your community is just growing and growing and growing. Is that correct?
You know what? It is growing, but you know, within reason, because we have only so much space and we have only so many staff.
Yeah.
So, which means we've got only so many hands and only so much capabilities. And there's quite a fine line of how to manage and mitigate being hoarders.
Yes.
And overstimulating the system, because what happens is if you overstimulate the system, everybody fails. The animals fail and the staff fail and we're setting up everything for failure. So we've got to manage it in a very specific way that we are not overbearing everything in order for failure. So it's a very hard thing, Kathy, because we can't say yes to every animal. We'd love to. I'd love for every time anyone calls, I would love for the first word to come out of my mouth is yes. But unfortunately, it can't always, because we have to make sure that the system is actually operating to its full capacity. And there's so much that goes into every little aspect. Obviously, financially, we have staff, and we have electricity and food, and every animal has a voice at Woodrock. Every animal has a name and a person that loves and cares for them, and they get walked twice a day, and they get behavior, and they get medical care and attention. So if we stop doing that, we're going to land up being in a hoarding situation where all those animals are going to be losing out. So it's quite a tough situation to manage.
It really is, but it's an amazing place, because if animals that have got behavior issues, as many neglected animals that you take on do, because I had a conversation with one of your animal psychologists there, and this was in a personal capacity, because I was looking for a companion for the boss of my household.
Yes.
And, I was getting such conflicting advice. You know, a vet had told me, always go for a pedigree dog, because then you know the basic fundamental characteristics of that breed. So when I mentioned that to this animal psychologist who works for Woodrock Rescue, she said, that's not true. She said, firstly, any problematic dogs that you guys take in, you identify the problem and you work with that dog. It's not that the dogs come in and they just go out. That's the first thing. And I respect that. The second thing that she said is that a lot of dogs that you guys are taking on at the moment are dogs that are very much loved. They are not neglected, but due to circumstances beyond people's control, they're having to surrender their dogs. And she told me a story of these two little, I think they're Doberman Pinschers, who were just the center of this woman's universe. And this woman, obviously there were no names given, but her engagement was broken off. And so her circumstances had changed. Her financial circumstances had changed. Her whole life had changed. And she could no longer keep these two little babies of hers. And she had to surrender them. And it's so heartbreaking when you realize.
Life has changed so much for people over the years. And I think COVID definitely implicated a lot of those issues, because during COVID, people were staying at home and they needed the companionship, etc. And then once COVID had kind of settled, or it is still settling, people are now, battling a different situation, financial circumstance. So there's two points I just want to go back on here. The one is, do not judge a book by its cover.
Yes.
I'm sure that you've read many books that you look at the cover and you think, I'll never look at this. I'm never going to read it. Not my type of story. And you get so entrenched in the story and you love it, and it lands up being the best book you've ever read. Or you look at a person, you think, not my kind of person, and they land up being your best friend. And a dog that comes from a rescue center is not broken. A dog that comes from a rescue center is not going to give you any less loyalty or any less love. They just have a background. They just have a story that comes with them, like all of us. We all have a story that comes with us. We all have a past and a history. And their breed does not define who they are. So when someone says, they don't want a specific breed because like a pit bull or whatever it is, the breed's got nothing to do with it. It's a man. It's the person. What have they done to that animal to make them become that kind of animal? So you can take a highly pedigree French bulldog, for argument's sake, who can be either the most amazing dog because they've had owners that have actually taught them to be this amazing sociable dog, great with kids, great with cats, great with other dogs and people and whatever. Or you can get a Frenchie who people have kind of taught him to not be sociable, so he's terrible with other dogs, never introduced him to a cat, doesn't know children, petrified of other people. So we actually have been doing the damaging part of animals, and then we kind of, create this bad name for that breed specific.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. So I think to just not be breed specific, I think is the most important thing. So I think to tie a name brand, a specific breed, and like your vet said, if you know a specific breed and you know that they're characters, it isn't always the case. I mean, some breeds that we've gotten in, we get in a lot of breed, you know, highly bred dogs come into rescue centers, as you say, due to their circumstances, they aren't always the nicest nature dogs, you know, and it also depends on how they've been bred and how they've been brought up, etc. So that is the first thing. And the second thing is that, you know, going into their home and how the experience that they're having in their home is going to make them be that kind of dog for your home and your environment as well.
Right. Yeah. So how do we come and see you? Because maybe we want to just come and visit and help out, and maybe we want to volunteer, or maybe we want to adopt a puppy or an older dog.
So you can simply come through to Woodrock Animal Rescue itself. We open 7 days a week. We try and not have people come through on a Monday just so we can kind of gather ourselves together. We do have behaviorists, so you're right. And people will come, animals will come in. They go through a whole assessment process. They get medically checked, and then they get a behavior assessment to see how they are from a behavior perspective with other animals and all that kind of thing. And then we'll pair them up. And then obviously when people come in to meet their forever dog, we'll look at their application, their home environment, and try and pair them up with the right animal that suits their home environment and their circumstances. So you can come through to Woodrock Animal Rescue. We also have pop-up adoptions that happen every Saturday and Sunday. Parktown North, the garden shop, is open on a Saturday and Sunday. And then Four Ways Crossing is open on a Saturday. But Woodrock Animal Rescue, you know, through COVID and everything else, we are so passionate about mental health and mental wellness with people. And, you know, we have seen the value that animals add to our mental health.
Yes.
And so we have an amazing program called Paws at Work. And it is we have 11 therapy dogs. They are rescue dogs that have gone through a mental wellness program, and they continue to do so. And they go to corporate environments, and people book us through, and they go to the corporates, and they engage with the staff and with employees, and you know, on a very specific kind of level. And they create an amazing space, safe space for people where they can socialize in a different manner, and they feel safe and secure, and emotionally and mentally it has the most amazing positive effect. And then we also have the Cat Cafe, which is in Kailami Corner. We're the first in South Africa to have a cat cafe. And so that's somewhere else that, you know, people can come if they want to experience cats before they want to adopt, or, you know, just hang out with cats, or they can't have an animal. Come through to the Cat Cafe.
That's sweet. That's really sweet.
And, yeah, come through to the Cat Cafe and come and hang out. That's in that is in Kailami Corner. And that's just also the most amazing space, great for your mental health. We have 19 cats there, and also all rescues. And it's just, yeah, it's fabulous. Come experience a bit of Woodrock everywhere.
That's absolutely amazing. Jackie, just keep up the great work. I hope to see you one of these days. And just
thank
really,
you, thank you.
From strength to strength, onwards and upwards.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. God bless. That's Jackie Martiz, and she is from Woodrock Animal Rescue.co.za. Go and check out Woodrock Animal Rescue. Why don't you?